We're holding Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph on top. That more the Mishnah says again that Koitzrim if Neha Netiyos, you're allowed to cut down the new crop, the Chodesh, even before the Yomer, for the purpose of Netiyos. The Netiyos Pasha we learned before, if you have a Sodari Elon, like an orchard, and you have some Tfuah growing there, so the Tfuah is not really fit to be brought for the Yomer. So therefore, since it cannot be brought for the Yomer, who would then you're allowed to cut it down even before the Yomer? Or what in the Mishnah says also, Mefnei Beis Ovel, if you have to make a Levaya in the places you have wheat growing there, you're allowed to cut it down before the Yom HaLezvah Mitzvah, like we'll soon see. Mefnei Beis Ovel is the same thing if you want to give a big shear and you need the field to be cleaned out, so you're allowed to cut down the wheat, Mishrum Beis Ovel, in order to be able to learn there. So Moshe says, my time, what's the reason? Kitzirchem Omrachman, the Torah says that you're not allowed to cut down the Chodesh, the new crop, before you cut down the Yom HaLezvah. But only kitzirchem if you're cutting it down for your sake. But v'loy kitzir mitzvah, not if you're cutting it down for the sake of a mitzvah. If you're doing it for a mitzvah, then we say it's okay. Then we say it's mutter. Now, l'chur, this is a good heter for Beis Ovel and Beis Medrash. L'chur, why doesn't say the reason with Nehem Etiyos? Sinachadam is Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is, like we said before, that since in this orchard field we have the wheat growing there, the barley growing there, it's not fit anyway for the yomer. That's the heter. Or else, the other pshat Rashi says is no, it's a shiloh of kalayim. The lemaisa is growing near the kerem, let's say. Says the mitzvah is uprooted. So again, since you're doing the l'shem mitzvah, therefore it's mutter. The Azeg Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, come and listen to Bryce like this. When the pasuk says in Vayikra, V'yimtakriv minchas bikurim, that you should bring this minchas aimer. And the pasuk calls it V'yimtakriv when you bring the minchas bikurim. The question is, Matam Adon, what are you teaching me? So Rashi says, well, Ksiv the Sefer the Kura, it says at the end of the Kura, it says already, Takriv Minchas Bikurecha. So that's the beginning of the pasuk saying, V'yim Takriv, like it's extra, to drush to teach us, Leima, Matam Leima, Lefisha Mitzvah, so Oimer Lohavi Min HaKoma. The mitzvah is to bring the Oimer, means to cut down the barley when it's still growing, when it's still standing. In other words, you're supposed to cut it down Lishma. You have to take barley that's still growing and cut it down now, Lishem Mitzvah. How do we know if you did not find any barley that's growing? You could bring barley that was already cut down before, not l'shem mitzvah. Even though it's already piled up, it's in packs, still you could use it in bundles, still you could use it. How do I know this? Talmud Omer, the pasuk says, takriv. Mashma, any way you bring it, takriv, as long as you bring the barley for the mincha seimer, it's okay. Another drasha is Dovarach, another pshat is Takriv. What do we need to pasuk Takriv? Lefisha mitzvah lehovi min halach. They're supposed to bring from fresh, soft barley. Like Rashi says, there's stiff karmel. Karmel with dash before means rach. So it's supposed to be soft and wet. If so, we minayin, how do we know to say shim lemotzim min halach? If you did not find from the lach that yovim min hayovish, you could bring from dried out barley. How do I know? Talmud Lehem again, the pasuk says Takriv. Mashkum mikol makom, as long as it's barley, it's kosher. Dov rach, another pshat is takriv. The pasuk says takriv. Again, why? Lefisha mitzvah so niktza balayla. Lechatchilu the mitzvah is to cut down the ksira soimer at night time, moitzoi Pesach, the night of the 16th day of Nisan. Minayin, how do we know to say shem niktza bayoim, that b'dievif, they did not cut it down by night time, they waited till the next day, and they first cut it down on the 16th of Nisan, the daytime, kosher. How do we know it? Again, Talmud Lema Takriv, the pasuk says Takriv. And another drasha is, V'deiches HaShabbos, Hu Adin, the Ksira Seimer, V'deiches HaShabbos, that the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut down the Yomer on Shabbos. How do we know this? Talmud Lema again, the pasuk says Takriv, that with Darshan Takriv, Kol Shu, any amount, you should be Makriv. Takriv Mikomokom, from any place, Takriv Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. And Takriv Afilu B'Tumah, even though it became Tomei, still it's a Korban Siva, it's a Mincha Siva, you're allowed to bring it even though it's a Tumah. Rashi says in the test, Kol Shrub means Af Min Oimrim, not only from the Koma, but Kol Shrub is even from the wheat that's already cut off already, the barley that's cut off already. And Mikomakar, Rashi says it means Af Min Arachim Mishalayim, even though Lechatchila Af Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, if those take off the barley that's closest to Yerushalayim, or you don't find anything closer, you let it take it from far away. That's all from the drasha of the extra pasuk of the Yim Takriv, Mashma Mikol Makom, As long as you bring the bali to make the mincha seimer out of the bali, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, niksa b'yoyim kosher. That b'di'evet, if they cut it down, b'yoyim on the 16th day, also b'yoyim is kosher. Either tonight we learn like this, as the Mishnah Megillah that, kol ha'layla kosher l'ksira seimer. All the night of the 16th by night is kosher l'ksira seimer. Who adin elahakter chalovim v'yavorim. The whole nighttime is kosher for burning the fat, the imum of a korban. Now, zeha klal, this is the klal. Ve'adov v'shem mitzvah sa'kol ha'yoyim. Anything that the mitzvahs do, the mitzvah b'yoyim, is kosher kol ha'yoyim. The whole day is mutter for the mitzvah. Whether it's tefillin, whether it's tzitzis, the whole day is mutter for the mitzvah. Ve'adov v'shem mitzvah sa'balayla. Something that the mitzvah is at nighttime. Then we say kosher kol ha'layla. That only the whole night is kosher. But the kopar and the diik is, ketoni, it says, laila dum yadayim, that the mitzvahs of night is the same thing like the mitzvahs of daytime. Meaning to say, ma diyoim, just like the mitzvah of bayoim, put on tzitzis, is balaila. Loi, the mitzvah is only bayoim and not by nighttime. Is lechur, the mishnah means to say, is after laila. Who had in this mitzvah, ktsiras haima, that the mitzvah is at nighttime, I tell you, but bayoim nami loi. And again, after Laila is B'yayim Namilai, that the mitzvahs that are only by night time, the Mishnah means to say it's only by night time and not by day. So Chorak Tzira Soimah, the Mishnah means to teach us is only at night time and not by daytime. So it's not like our Mishnah over here. So where it says true, Omar Rabba Lekash, there's no Stira. Ho Rebbe Bo Rab Lozu Rebbe Shimon, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this, Ho Yeoimed O Makriv Mincha Soimah. Somebody, the Kohen, was about to bring the Mincha Seimer. They cut off already the barley. They made it into a dough already. They have the Mincha. V'nitzmas. And the Mincha now became Tomei before they burnt it, before they made the Kmitza. So it depends. Im Yesh Acheris, if there's more barley that you could find today on the 16th day, and you can cut it down and make a new Mincha. Oim Eloi Havei Acheris Tachter. Bring another Mincha Seimer. Instead of the first one. But the imlav, if there's no more barley to be found, then oim Allah, have a kekech, listen, be smart, ushasek, and be quiet. Because the diyevet, since this is a minchas tivom, it's doicha tumma, even though it's for tumma, you could bring it. Tivom Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. So the kids of Rebbe holds that it's better off to cut down new fresh barley today and use it, and do not bring last night's barley that became tumma. However, Reb Lozab, Reb Shimon, I know, Ben Kach, since the Mincha Seimer became Tamei, even though there's more fresh barley today to cut down, still, Oymala, we tell the Kohen, have it be careful, be smart, or Shasai can be quiet, and rather bring this Mincha Seimer bituma. And what's Reb Lozab, Reb Shimon, Svarim? Shekol Oymer Sheniksash, like a mitzvah say puzzle, anytime you cut it, not at the right time, it's puzzle. What does he mean to say? That when is this amount to cut down the Ksira Sayyimah, cut down the barley to be used only at night time? Only the night of the 16th day. Moitzoi Pesach, that night, that's the amount to cut it down. But if you did not, what you did not cut down that night, the next day, you're not allowed to cut it down. So if we see, according to the Blessed of Shimon, he'll hold like that Mishnah in Megillah, that the Ksira Sayyimah, the Mitzvah, is only Balayla and not Bayoim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbo, Baba Chono, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, that Reb Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Beshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shel Aviv Omro, that Reb Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that holds that the Ksira Seimer is only Balayla, and not Bayoim, he'll go according to Rabbi Akiva, his father's Rebbe. Tanan, we learn like this, Mishnin in Shabbos, Vadilkas Milo, that Klal Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said a Klal like this, that kol melocha shev shalei la'asayisim erev Shabbos, any melocha about mila. In other words, carrying the knife to the makam ha-mila, that you could do it on Friday, therefore ein adoches Shabbos. If the moyo forgot to carry the knife before Shabbos, he's not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the mila. Since it could be done erev Shabbos, only the actual chaticha, the actual cutting that cannot be done before Shabbos, that's what adoches Shabbos. Now, Visavolo Krebi Shimon, Krebi Shmuel, he also is like Krebi Shmuel the Yom, that he says, Ktira Saimam, Mitzvah, that the Ktira Saim is a Mitzvah. Meaning to say that it's Doicha Shabbos. The Tanan will learn like this, Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, Ma Chorish Rishus, when the Pesach says on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow or cut down your fields, so just like Harisha plowing your fields is a Rishus, Af Ketzir Rishus, who would do when the Torah says you can't cut down something on Shabbos, means the Ketzirus of Rishus. But Yotza, according to Rabbi Yishmael, goes out that Ketzir Leimer Shi Mitzvah, that you're allowed to cut down the Ketzirus Leimer on Shabbos into some Mitzvah, it's not B'chal the Aveira. If you're allowed to cut down the Ketzir HaSayim again if the second day of Pesach, if Yud Zayin Benisin comes out, if Tes Zayin Benisin comes out on Shabbos, so you're allowed to cut the Yomer Friday night on Shabbos. Now, V'yi Saga, that is, you can tell me to think that Niksa Shloike Mitzvosai Koshon, that you're allowed to cut down the Yomer B'dievet, not at night time, either the next day or the day before, like it says now Mishnah, that if you don't find the comma, you're allowed to use from the Omrim, it means even though the barley was cut down yesterday, so it's kosher, it certainly should be a kosher according to Rabbi Kiva. Amai Doche Shabbos, why is it Doche Shabbos altogether? Nixerei Mi'era Shabbos, you should have the chiyuv to cut down the Omer on Era Shabbos. When Tez Zayin comes out on Shabbos, you should have to cut it down Dafka on Era Shabbos. Ella rather, midu dochi Shabbos, since we see now that you're allowed to cut down the Yomer on Shabbos night, Ishmaelin, here's the proof that Nikta Shleikim Mitzvosei Posel, this is a Pshad and a Blazer of Shimon, that he holds like if you cut it down Shleikim Mitzvosei Posel, the only time to cut down the Kfiras Yomer is Dafka Balayla, only that night, even though that night is Shabbos, still is Deicha Shabbos, but if you could do it beforehand, then it would not be Deicha Shabbos. That's the Shittas of Lazar of Shimon, and that's Pshan the Mishnah Megillah. And the Chanami, our Mishnah attack argues, and our Mishnah attack holds, not like Rabbi Kiva, that we held even though the Ketzir HaSayim could be done before Shabbos, still it's Zeicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, for Rebbe, Lav Talmidit Rabbi Shimon, who? Isn't Rebbe also Talmud from Rabbi Shimon? So Zer Shvi Kashan Rebbe, how could Rebbe say that you're allowed to cut down the Yoimer? The Yoim says, so why is it Deicha Shabbos? For your time, you learned like this. Omer Rebbe said, Kishayinu Lemedim Torah to Rebbe Shimon, Bitkua. When he used to go learn Torah by Rebbe Shimon in his place, Tekua. And so it says that Hayinu, I used to, Malon Leshema, I used to bring him up oil, the Yaluntis or towels, Mechotz Legag, they used to carry on Shabbos from Mechotz to the top of a roof, Umigag Lekarfif, from a gag to a karfif that's an open place that has mechitzas around it, even though it's not hukal the deer of people that not live there, that's a shalot you let it carry from one place to another place, but Rebbe held you allowed to. Or mikarfif lekarfif acher, ad shana magi in lamayin, until we reach their well, shana rech somboy, that there we would wash ourselves on Shabbos. So our koponim, you see that Rebbe learned by Rebbe Shimon, since so chutzakash, how could Rebbe hold his deicha Shabbos? And Rebbe holds the Ksira Sayyim, it could be done even on Erev Shabbos. So why is it Deicha? So my answer is, I'll tell you, so valo, ki duch to Rebbe Shimon, the Rebbe holds that the other learning of Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya learned like this. Omer Rebbe Shimon said like this, bo re, come and see, kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shaito, how chavav, how dear it is, to do a mitzvah at the right time. Even though you could do it after Shabbos, still he holds his Deicha Shabbos. They're burning the emurim of a korban atomid on Shabbos. What's the mitzvah chaviva b'shaitor? Sharei hekta chalavim v'yevorim. That they brought the korban atomid in the morning on Shabbos on the afternoon. That the burning of the fats, really the emurim is sherem kol alayla. Really they could wait until the night time to mitzvah Shabbos and burn it, then it would also be kosher. But still, b'lehoyim amtelen, they did not wait until the night time ashetechshach, but rather they used to burn it on Shabbos. You see, if Shimon holds, even though you could do it after Shabbos, still there's a new klal of chaviva mitzvah v'shaitom. It's kedai to do it on Shabbos, ibedecha Shabbos. So therefore, he holds, even though the Ksira Sayma really could be done on Erev Shabbos, but avad it's the mitzvah to do it v'shaito, and the mitzvah v'shaito is to do it the night of the 16th. So even though the night is Shabbos, still Rebbe holds, it could be, you could cut it down on Shabbos.